Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. The Reverend Timothy Shar is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy. He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who, by God's power, are being guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. O Lord, have mercy on us. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we think about someone like St. Peter. We think about someone who in his life has had some really bad days. And a day that comes to mind that probably was one of the darkest for St. Peter was that very first Maundy Thursday. Consider what Peter was going through. Peter keeps on making blunder after blunder and trying to understand what Jesus is trying to teach, not really understanding that whole foot-washing business. Jesus has to correct Peter twice in front of all the other disciples, including Simon and Jude, the saints we remember today. Going out then into the garden, Peter gets reprimanded by Jesus for taking a nap while Jesus goes out to pray. And then on top of it all, one of Peter's closest colleagues, Judas, leads an armed crowd in a stunning act of betrayal. For Peter, when Judas comes up and betrays his Lord, the great teacher, the Savior, with a kiss, for Peter, it is on. Enough is enough. And in the events that follow, the Gospels show us that Peter himself, one of the great disciples, experiences firsthand what it is like to have false hope. It is this false hope, a hope in himself and his own works, that causes Peter to draw a sword and slice off the ear of the high priest's servants as a mob comes to arrest Jesus. It is in this hope in himself that causes Peter then to go to the other extreme, sheathing not just his sword, but also his mouth. As he denies knowing Jesus, he calls curses upon himself, all in the effort to deny his affiliation with the Christ, as he is questioned. And what's more, he's not even questioned by a Jewish official, not by a Roman soldier, by a simple servant girl. And as the rooster crows, Peter comes to realize that this hope in himself, this hope in his preserving his own well-being at all costs, that's really not hope at all. And so this morning, dear Christians, how about you? Where has your hope been? Is your hope in the things of this world, whatever that may be? Is your hope in your career? investing everything you have to achieve your own aspirations? Is your hope maybe in fame, being one of those instantly recognizable names in the LCMS? Is your hope in your relationships, treasuring your friends and family above all else, and making sure that these relationships survive no matter what? Or maybe your hope, like St. Peter, has been in yourself. That the weight of the office or vocation that you bear is on your shoulders. That you are the one ultimately responsible for yourself. And it's up to you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, making it week to week to Friday, today. The truth is, as St. Peter finds in his own guilt-ridden tears, that the hope that the world promises us, the hope that Satan tries to promise us, again, that's not hope at all. This false hope lies to you, deceives you, and it leaves you for dead. False hope in 30 pieces of silver leads Judas to a tragic death. False hope in himself leaves Peter weeping bitterly. So how has false hope left you? Abandoned? Despairing? Unimaginable guilt that you can't wash away? Well, dear Christians, be refreshed and encouraged and of good cheer this morning. Because false hope is not how your story ends. Christ came to earth, born of the Virgin Mary, true man and also true God, to make sure of that. Peter himself receives absolution 3 times from our Lord when the resurrected Christ invites Peter to tend to his sheep. Isn't this new life a life redeemed by the blood of the true Lamb that allows Peter to now share this living hope, a hope rooted in Christ's death and resurrection, with the exiles of the dispersion, people that are enduring every type of misery we could possibly imagine? And today, St. Peter shares this living hope with you. Each of you are born again by the water and the word and holy baptism, as our Lord cleanses you from your sin and claims you as his own. Christ bears your sins. He bears all the times that you have exercised false hope. He has borne your fear, your anxiety, your despair, your doubts. And he has been crucified in your stead. It is in our Lord's death that all of your false hopes go to die. And it is in his life-giving resurrection, his victory over death, that he restores you to that living hope. A hope not rooted in you, but in him. Not rooted in the trivial things of this world, but rooted in his own concrete death and resurrection. All done for you. Yes, your hope today rests on God's unchanging promises for you. Just as Peter was absolved by our Lord, you too are absolved of all of your sins. It's in his wondrous gift, this life and salvation, this faith given to us freely by the work of the Holy Spirit, that we are able to love him who we do not see. It is in this lively hope that we too are called by the Holy Spirit to follow in the footsteps of Saints Jude and Simon, confessing Christ crucified to a hostile, sin-fallen world. The sacrifice, if necessary, our very lives, as Simon and Jude did, for that living hope that rests within each one of us. Because we know, and Christ promises to us, that we are indeed heirs, of something that's not imperishable, not undefiled, and not unfading. We are heirs of eternal life. Be assured this morning that the outcome of your faith is not death but life. It is indeed your very salvation won by Christ on the cross for you. Therefore, dear friends, rejoice this morning, even in the midst of any trials that may be grieving you today, because our Lord has given you a true living hope in which you are assured of the forgiveness of your sins, your life, and your salvation, today, tomorrow, and evermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.